News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, today is Bloom's Day, celebrating Leopold Bloom's journey across Dublin on June the 16th, 1904, from James Joyce's masterpiece Ulysses. And many traditions have emanated from this work, from buying bars of lemon soap, visiting the James Joyce Centre in Dublin, and tucking into offal. So we sent our reporter Bella Finn to find out how Joyceans are celebrating the day.
Today, like every June 16th, Joyceans are celebrating the modern classic Ulysses by James Joyce. Literary fans can argue whether Leopold Bloom or Dublin City itself is the true protagonist of the book, but even so, they're all turning out to get their fill of grilled kidneys. In Glasthoole, an annual Bloom's Day breakfast is in full swing at Caviston's, a tradition fest started by Peter Caviston.
I just have to pinch myself and say, is this really a special day? The weather is amazing. So I have to say good morning, everyone. Happy Bloom's Day. Good morning, world, from Ireland. This is just marvellous. How we organise, we've got a lot of volunteers that help us on the day, and everybody rows in and makes it a great day. You know, we've got actors, and I mean, it's just amazing. There's a huge amount of voluntary work, and there's a lot of very goodwill, I have to say. I'm only the fun end of it. The real serious Joycean scholars will be along shortly. We started doing Bloom's Day breakfast. Michael Fitzgerald and Tom Fitzgerald, we were up in his pub one day, and Michael said to me, come on, we got go down to the tower, Joyce's tower. This is 1980 something, and we brought down three bottles of champagne, and it was German television and French television. And we ended up on TV in Germany and France. And it was we started with one table outside the door, and they said, you're mad, it'll never last, you're crazy, what's this all about? And look at it now, it's amazing. Tonight we'll have hundreds and hundreds on the street.
In between bites of their breakfast, Joyceans shared why they love the book so much.
My name is Michael Carney. And this is my 43rd Bloom's Day. So how I got interested, I'm originally from Limerick, but when I came to Dublin first, I got interested in literature associated with the capital. And I came across Dubliners first, and then I was introduced to Ulysses, which I'd heard a lot about but never read. My fascination is more about the city and how it was described in 1904 rather than the highbrow aspects that a lot of people go into. So it's a fascinating book in terms of it has captured the social geography of Dublin in 1904. A lot of the, say, pubs and public houses and streets, and has captured a lot of maybe the characters. So that's what has fascinated me about it. So when I come out, I try and retrace those kind of steps today.
I just wander around. I go to all the different locations. So we're here in Glasthoole now. I'll go out to the tower later on in Sandy Cove, Sweeney's Chemist, Davy Burns, maybe North Great George Street, just to the usual spots that kind of feature in the book.
And so you're going to Sweeney's, would you pick up lemon soap on your way, do you think?
I will, yes. Yeah, that's one of the things I do. Yeah, get a bar of lemon soap in Sweeney's, yeah. Yeah.
Excellent. And grilled kidneys?
Oh yeah, absolutely, why not? Yeah, it's moist, succulent gland, which is what Joyce described it as, yeah. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
I used to come out to kind of Dunleary in this area when I was a kid anyway on the bike, so I loved the area. Then when I got into Joyce, it speaks to me, you know, it's just, yeah.
Well, we like to walk up to the tower as well, and there's a performance there this morning, and we did it last year, and we've been so lucky with the weather. So it's just, you meet lovely people, it's a great day, and it's just always people are enjoying it. So, you know, you feel like it's a positive thing to do.
And can you talk me through your outfit here? We've got a lovely hat, and we've got shoes, and we've got a fabulous dress, and you've a medallion there as well.
Yes, it's a Parisian medallion. I think it's an antique one. And Joyce lived in Paris, as you know, for 20 years. So, I actually made most of this. I bought a sundress years ago, and I crafted it into a skirt last year. And then the hat, I bought some fake flowers in a shop, and I put them on my hat.
And did you have to do anything crafty for your outfit here today?
I got this in a tux jacket. So I got this in a secondhand shop in town. I think it was the Harlequin, which I think is now gone. And I just have some sort of striped trousers, and I've got some purple spats on.
D- dare ask what book is under your arm.
It might be Ulysses. It is Ulysses, yeah. It's my trusty copy.
Fans from near and far have been travelling to pay homage, and here's some that I bumped into in Sandy Cove.
I feel definitely a connection with Joyce and with Bloomsday. Read the book, and we've done other Bloomsdays. We're living in Canada now, from Canada. But this is the first Bloomsday we've done in Dublin. It's been fantastic. We've gone to 8 different events, all terrific. So, yeah, we're having a great time.
And do you have maybe a favourite imagery or maybe a favourite line from the book that stands out to you?
My favourite lines from the book are, Lord Mayor Joseph Hutchinson was on holidays with his family in Llandudno, because that's my great-grandfather.
My goodness, so your family is printed in Ulysses.
Absolutely, yes.
He was the Lord Mayor of Dublin at that time, on Bloomsday. If you look it up, he has his plaque in the Mansion House, Hutchinson, and exactly the same time as this book was written.
I've come since 2016. Of course, I missed a couple of years in COVID there, but almost every year for 10 years.
And what is the attraction for Bloomsday?
There's nothing like it. I studied Ulysses as an undergrad in college at University of Pittsburgh, and there's simply no other literary event like it. I can't think of anything like it, and the Irish people have welcomed me like no other, so it's just fun to come. Favorite line? There's so many lines, but there's one that I like that a lot of people don't like. It's whenever Leopold Bloom refers to... his kettle was short and stout, his spout stuck out. I just get a kick out of that. I don't know why.
So would you consider yourself a proud Joycean?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. I'm trying to represent California here in a positive way.
Today also marks the 12th wedding anniversary of Frieda and Ciarán Kavanagh from the Gravediggers pub in Glasnevin, as they decided that Dublin, as a character, needed to be the guest of honour on their special day.
One of our main connections with the book is a simple quote that says, love loves to love love, and every day should be about love. And Bloomsday is about the love of the city of Dublin for us, which is a city that we love. And of course, we obviously love each other. So why not get married on the most Dublin of days, which is Bloomsday, June 16th. And it's been a roller coaster every Bloomsday for us, I think.
And quite modern. A lot of brides now will have 2 wedding dresses. You did have 3, but one of them was in period costume. Can you tell me about it?
Yeah, we did the charity cycle for the Irish Youth Foundation, which is raise funds for vulnerable children throughout the city. And it's a messenger bike rally on old vintage bikes and high nellies. And we tear around the city in full Edwardian costume. And both Ciarán and myself had beautiful costumes for that day. So I think we'd more costume changes than Diana Ross, actually. We had about 3 parade that day. One for the cycle, one for City Hall, and one for our Bloomsday wedding, which was on the square with our neighbours and family and friends, all taking part on Bloomsday, and strangers that had a hat and
a
flower.
I had one suit the whole way through. Fried had so much costume changes, wedding dressing changes. I had the same suit. I had to actually stop into a spa to get deodorant before we went to City Hall after doing the cycle. So, yeah. Yeah, it was a very interesting day.
Really magical day. And the city was our guest of honour at our wedding. And that's what was really special about Bloomsday. Because there was so much happiness and joy in the city, which the city desperately needs at the moment.
If you read Ulysses and you walk through Dublin now, it's the exact same.
Yeah.
And we've lucky enough to have the Joycean players do a few scenes in the pub over the years, and they capture Dublin. Now, still talking about people coming and going.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're in a special Bloomsday bride club now, all these years later? 12 years married now.
Yeah, I feel it's something that was very unique at the time. It was a wedding fest. And I think because we really wanted the city to be a big part of our wedding and to share the love that we have for the city, like the love Joyce had for the city.
Countless festivities are taking place today, including readings and musical tributes, but I started my morning, like Leopold Bloom, and tucked into my first ever plate of kidneys for breakfast. My review, chewy.
So that Bloomsday report from Bella.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.